And today, eBay announced its plans to make PayPal a standalone company. eBay acquired this hugely successful online payment system 12 years ago. PayPal's done so well that billionaire investor Carl Icahn has been calling for the two to split up. eBay seems to be listening. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us. Hi, Jason.
Hi there, Robin. Well, they would disagree with that characterization. Right. They said, Icahn, he had nothing to do with this. We decided on our own.
But why else would eBay let go of this hugely successful company?
What are the reasons? Well, and you know, we should point out that the company spent a lot of time and money earlier this year fighting Mr. Icahn on the premise that eBay would be better divided. That's where he was coming from. And they've come to the same conclusion, saying that you know this is going to enable their management to better focus on emerging challenges, that's the language they use, and opportunities, and to free PayPal to you know reach agreements with companies that compete with eBay's online marketplace. That's the biggest reason going on here from what we can tell.
Well, and just flesh that out a bit because you know it seems like everybody's getting into the selling things business.
Well, yeah, it's a really competitive business. In fact, you know, last year, PayPal's revenue was up 19% to $6.6 billion, while eBay was up around 12%, which isn't too shabby, but and it was at $8.3 billion. But the point being that the faster growing business right now is the online payment business. Mm-hmm. Now, shares are up on eBay this afternoon, but you know, one leading analyst actually has cut his ratings to hold from buy. His concern is that eBay shares could really struggle in the near term, and that's for the reason you just said that you know that it's a competitive space.
Sure, people like Apple, Alibaba, everybody's getting into online sales. But what does this mean for consumers, if anything? There's 153 million people who use PayPal.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think that it's still a little early to tell. What we do know is that our wallet is going to be changing and changing fast. And, you know, Apple is being the big disruptor here with their new payment service. And so all these other companies are having to respond in turn. And so you look at PayPal. They're trying to generate new sales independent of eBay's marketplaces. They have their own in-store payment options like at checkout registers. And, you know, they want to be just, you know, just like Apple, they want to be, you know, an alternative to credit cards. Use your phone as a credit card. And I think that's the big shakeup we're going to see. But what's going to be interesting to watch is, you know, which service do consumers gravitate towards? You know, they've got a big head start over at PayPal, but, you know, Apple makes the phones, and it's going to come equipped with their software.
Well, so eBay says it's not responding to Carl Icahn, but he is eBay's sixth largest shareholder with around, I think, 3% stake. He's been calling for splitting up a lot of companies. How might he profit from this split, and why is he making this call?
Well, you know, as you say, he's been advocating this for a long time, and he put out a statement today, and he says, we're happy that eBay's board and management have acted responsibly concerning the separation, perhaps a little later than they should have. That's what he caveat he added there. And he maintains that this is a no-brainer, in his words, that these companies should be separated to increase the value of these assets, both of them independent of one another. And yeah, in terms of it being profitable for him, well, at one point today, his value from those shares up $180 million.
Okay. Well, so there you go. That's why he wanted that divorce, one reason.
But just today, paper money, but yeah, that was today.
But you say that he in general wants companies to split up, as other activist investors do, because it's good for the companies.
Well, you know, corporate breakups, they've really come into vogue in recent years. You know, companies are looking forward to, you know, simplifying their businesses. It pleases shareholders and allows them to focus more tightly on their operations.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal on this divorce between eBay and PayPal. Jason, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.